This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some ticket texts from you guys. I do not like green eggs and ham. Tarek, I am.
Yeah,
Roy and Clarkston. Seriously, F that guy, signed Robert. MLB needs to institute a drug testing policy for agents, John in Lake Orion. And another one says, I didn't know if that was real. I thought it was AI when I initially read the words. Wow. Lloyd in Monroe.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always got to be kind of, the antenna goes up when you hear something like this because it's so bizarre.
I'm sitting here laughing out loud at these Boris quotes. It's like he's off his meds. LOL. Scott Boras is a high-powered agent because it's impossible to talk to him. The GMs just pay extra to make him stop talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember, Boras overplayed his hand two off-seasons ago. He's not done well for his clients in the past. He says Chapman and Jordan Montgomery had to accept one-year deals. He changed his approach from this.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens with Scooble. Like, we don't know.
What's your best guess?
That we get a Scooby deal?
That it's Scooby done.
Scooby done. My best guess, God. My best guess is that he's traded.
My best guess is he's not traded. And that they play out the year with him on the final year of his contract.
All right.
As reckless as that may be, because I don't think they're going to have the offseason to justify that, I believe that they will keep Tarek Skubal into next season and play the game of chicken with the pending lockout, with a lot of money on the line, and with other teams.
Yeah, it'll just be interesting. The wild card that nobody knows about is, what does a lockout bring? Mm-hmm. Does it bring some form of cap that the Tigers don't have to pay as much, or they at least can be in on the bidding?
Competitive. If there's like a max slot or something like that. Yeah. Anyway. Open lines, if you want to talk about Skubal, back-to-back Cy Youngs, his cartoon character of an agent, and where this ends up going from here. Sunday, more immediately, John.
Yeah.
Lions at Philly. Lions fans are not shy. They travel, they take over, and they rock Honolulu Blue, and they're loud. Philadelphia, not a place you take over. Not a place. People are telling us, you don't want to put a target on your back. You don't want to show up decked out in your gear, and you don't want to be loud and obnoxious, because you will be met with louder and more obnoxious Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Yeah, and all you have to do, go back to last year, and the Eagles fan that, you know, made national news by, you know, degrading a younger woman in front of him for, that was a Green Bay fan. Mm-hmm. So you know that's there. Now, he was, you know, ejected. He was also banned from coming to any Eagles games. So there's one individual you won't have to deal with. On the other hand, the rest of the stadium, I just don't understand. And I get, hey, if you don't want to take your wife, you don't want to take your kids, or if you do, I don't understand going to an environment like that and then sitting on your hands and not wearing Lions gear. if you're going, and when we did this topic earlier, at least text me, I would never go to Philly unless you were playing or Teddy was playing or Jack. Like, if you're going because, like, you have family there,
okay,
like Tuck talked about, hey, you know, he didn't want his parents to draw attention to themselves. I can understand going there and being incognito if you don't want to be, if you don't want to mix it up like that.
Yeah, but
if you are buying tickets,
yes,
and you're going as a fan, I don't know why you would buy tickets and then say, you know what, I'm just going to go nondescript and I'm not going to cheer too loud.
Yeah, you don't want to go to a game and then not be a fan. You don't want to pay what it costs to go to an NFL game and not wear your gear, stand and cheer for your team, have to go in with like a disguise. You've got like a fake mustache and yeah, little sunglasses and you're wearing all black and you don't want to draw any attention. Sit on your couch. Don't hop on a plane. Don't make travel accommodations. Right. Don't pay for a hotel. But I wonder, are Lions fans ready for this? Are they making the trip anyway? Are they saying, bring it on, we're not afraid of Philadelphia?
I would anticipate most Lions fans, yes. Yeah, the answer would be yes. Bring it on. And just, I think one of the reasons we wanted to do this topic is just to make Lions fans aware. Because you heard Dan Campbell on Tuesday morning. You've heard my stories. You heard Ross Tucker's stories in regards to how that environment will be. It's not, you know, can be. It will be. And you have to go into it. Yeah. Eyes wide open. Hey, you're going to hear, you know, if you're taking your kids, they're going to hit some words that maybe it's going to be an education for them. And you're going to have to explain or not explain what those words mean.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Know what you're signing up for. Have your wits about you.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Don't put yourself in bad situations. We don't want to hear any awful stories about what happens to a Lions fan in Philadelphia next week. Are you planning on going? 248-539-9797.
The other question I want to ask, as we're talking about fan experiences, and I've had my share down in Columbus as a player, now as a broadcaster, as a fan, same thing around the NFL. What is the worst experience that you've had as a fan? Going to, you know, whether it's, you know, it's just if you've gone down to Columbus as a Michigan fan or as a Spartan fan. Like, what is the worst experience that you've had? And it could be a Lions fan. I mean, it's not the first time the Lions have played in Philly. They've played in Green Bay. They're going to play in Minnesota. I know we heard from the wives of the Vikings players of how difficult it was to watch a game at Ford Field. They had talked about that, you know, a day or so after it came out that they, you know, they weren't welcomed. Sorry. And I know that in our own stadium, if there is anyone that brings their kids and they're wearing the opponent's, you know, colors or logos, one, Jim Costa will openly boo you.
Boo and your kids.
In your face.
You and your kids. But look, some of that is, to me, just like sports. They show fans on the screen, right, of the other team, you boo them. It doesn't get physical at Detroit sporting events. You're not, right, fist fighting people for wearing a different jersey than you are. I'm curious from Detroiters' perspective, yeah, as they've ventured out into enemy territory. That's a good question, John. The worst experiences they've had. 248-539-9797. Tom, you went to the Guardians baseball playoff game, right?
Yeah, last year. Not this previous one, the one before that. And so, for the most part, people were cordial, got dirty looks, which is normal. That's nothing.
Sure,
no.
We did ask somebody to take a picture of the whole family. And they refused because Sam was wearing a Michigan shirt, which is so great. It wasn't even about the Detroit garb that everybody else, and he had on a Tiger hat too, but he had a Michigan shirt.
Did he smile
shirt
and show off his tooth?
Yeah. Now you derailed me. Those are getting taken care of here. Still got baby teeth.
No, I'm talking about the Guardians fan.
Oh, geez. I thought you were talking about Sam's tooth.
No. Insert West Virginia, insert Ohio. Oh. Yeah, it's where the toothbrush was invented. If it was invented anywhere else, it'd be a toothbrush.
But I never really jeez.
You not heard that one before, Heather?
Probably from you a while ago, but no.
I've probably been to about 10 to 15 like road environments. I've never experienced anything too horrible. Usually it's like you kind of know how to check yourself, too. To a degree. Here's why I think something potentially could happen on Sunday.
Yeah.
If the Lions, like, kind of truck them.
Right.
and there's the possibility of a Lions takeover, because last week you could hear it in the background, the golf chants, the Let's Go Lions chants.
If they start trying to
if that
rub
starts
it in,
happening in Philly, I do wonder how those people will respond.
Those people.
They'll start booing their own team. They will get all over Sirianni, Hurts. It doesn't matter. I know that they're Super Bowl defending Super Bowl champs, but they will boo their own team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, but they may also need to take it out in another way. Just saying.
That's why we tell people, be careful. Not telling you don't go to the game, not telling you don't be a fan. I'm just passing along with people who've been there and seen it, what they've said. Mike, you're on 97.1. You got your thoughts?
Yeah, so thanks for taking my call. So I went to a Philly Broncos game a few years ago because my buddies are Philly fans and Broncos fans. I went as a neutral guy. I was sitting with my Broncos fan buddy, and there's a kid sitting next to him that's a Philly fan and his dad, and the kid would keep spilling his pop all over my buddy's shoes every once in a while, and then eventually my buddy's like, can you please stop doing that? And the guy would like be like, stop talking to my kid, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't look at my kid. Don't interact with us. And the kid just kept staring at him, just slightly water, torturing him with some pop on his shoes. It was wild.
Don't talk to my kid.
Don't look at him.
That's awesome. How dare you look at my son?
Oh my gosh, that's
yes.
Funny.
No, don't make eye contact.
Adam, St. Clair Shores. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
Good. So in 2016, so I'm a lifelong Michigan fan. In 2016, it was the JT was short year in Columbus. And my girlfriend at the time, ex-girlfriend, she was a Buckeye, and her father played football at Ohio State.
Sounds like it was set up to fail to begin with.
Exactly. That's what everyone says. So I was wearing Michigan gear, and we tailgated with a lot of alumni, and it was actually really, really pleasant because he played for Ohio State. Everybody was super cool to me. It was when we started walking to the stadium, there's kind of a tunnel, and it's Ohio State tradition to kind of get rowdy and hoot and holler in the tunnel. And, one guy walking by, he threw a jab at me, like right in the stomach. And then people started to follow as they walked by. They would punch, punch, punch. And, you know, my ex's father, he was like 6'8". So he had to shield me all the way to the stadium. And once we were in the stadium, it wasn't terrible until TV timeout in the third quarter. And my girlfriend looks at me and her jaw drops. And she noticed my jersey on the back of it. There was mustard and ketchup spit all over the back of it. Looking back at it now, it's nasty, but like it was absolutely like we couldn't believe it. And the guy behind us, he had no remorse. We finally turned around and we're like, dude, and he kind of just looked at us and just shrugged his shoulders. It was mind-blowing, but definitely ended my time in visiting Columbus as an enemy fan for sure.
Those are the stories we're looking for.
Yeah.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
This slobs.
Last year. Now, obviously, the temperature was raised with everything that happened on the field. I'll give just one experience when we come back from break.
Perfect. And we want yours. Your worst fan experience in enemy territory. Lions fans making the trek this week to Philadelphia. They are in for it. It's 97.1. You know, going to a road game in Philadelphia, probably not something you're looking forward to. Neither is replacing your roof. It's not something people are excited to do. It's a big investment, and it's why choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing, and here's why. Local experts, proven track record, and every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means you feel better about making that investment because it's protected for as long as you own the home and if you go to sell your house. Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating, thousands of happy customers. That kind of trust, that doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades, quality work, and customer care. So if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Hey.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Looking for your worst fan experiences in enemy territory. Lions fans expecting the worst when they go to Philly. We brought it up, man. Like, if you can't wear your gear, if you can't cheer and be a fan, why would you pay to fly and stay and get the tickets to begin with? But people who've been there say, hey, don't draw too much attention to yourself. Don't put a target on your back. These fans are crazy. So we want to know. Your worst experiences, John?
You may temper it a little bit, but you're still going to go be you.
You should.
And so last year down in Columbus, obviously very isolated and protected in the press box, but after the game is over, I've got to get from the press box to the locker room, and we all know what happened on the field after the game, so it took the temperature up in the stadium a little bit, and I had Lucy with me. And so as on our way down, there's a little area from the elevator to the locker room that you're walking in amongst fans, and then once you get to the locker room, there's an overlook where fans are they know where the Michigan locker room is, where the players are going to come up. As I'm getting there, I mean, there are, you know, people are spitting on us, they're throwing those little mini alcohol bottles at you, and we get to the locker room.
Like fireballs in them and stuff. Yeah.
And so we get to the locker room, and the stadium security was like, well, you know, hey, your daughter doesn't have a pass to get in here. I'm like, hey, she's not standing out here.
Right.
I mean, do you see what's coming down? And then they finally agreed to let her in. So even if during the game, it could be, you know, fine. And then depending on how it all ends, it can flip on a switch.
Ticket text. I lived in Philadelphia for 6 years, been to a number of games and tailgates. I've seen horrific acts committed against opposing fans, including porta potties being flipped while fans were still in them.
Ooh, that's nasty.
I'm going to Philly for the Lions game. Four of my closest friends who are Eagles fans. Can't wait. Pray for me. My husband and I are going to Philly. Bought Lions coats to wear to the game. Attending with fans from Philly who are Eagles fans, so we'll have a little bit of protection. We will not engage with Eagles fans, but want to support our Lions, Catherine and Clarkston. Mm-hmm. Long time ago, But as a Michigan undergrad, I went to an OSU game and had glass bottles thrown at us. John, you could attest to it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Costa. You and Rieger should go to a Lions-Philly game with all your Lions gear and use your most obnoxious takes. You might get a good first-hand story to share. Signed, Chuck. You're having a little too much fun with that. Went to Fenway when I was 22 wearing all Tigers gear and ended up getting a beer poured on me and a hot dog thrown at me while I was in the stands.
Hmm.
A 12-year-old girl flipped me the bird in the middle of the crosswalk when I was on my way home from Camp Randall when Michigan got blown out a few years back.
I was on the bus, I think it was 96, heading down High Street in Columbus, and everything is silent on the bus as you're going to the game. Everybody's focused, right? And as we are going down High Street, there's two old ladies standing on a corner. And sure enough, they turn around, hike up their skirts, and moon the bus. And we lost it. It was hilarious. It was nasty, but it was hilarious.
So you're saying I shouldn't go to Philly and wear my Rory inflatable costume from an unnamed texter?
Oh, you'll have cushion. You'll be protected.
All right, let's get to these phones. People have stories. Nolan, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, John. This is Noel from School Kinesiology.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? I got an old story. Back in like 2002, and it wasn't University of Michigan related, but it's Columbus related. I actually went down with the Ann Arbor Rowing Club, and we had a race down in Columbus. And we're racing down there, and understand that the Ann Arbor Rowing Club colors are like royal blue and red. Half the people in my boat are not even any way affiliated to the university. We're going down the river, doing our race, and all of a sudden I hear the guys in the boat behind me start yelling and screaming and hear clicking sounds. So all of a sudden something hits me in the head. There's a bunch of Columbus locals throwing batteries and coins and stuff at us just because our boat said Ann Arbor on it. Like, not even U of M affiliated. And this is the summer. This is like July. Uh-huh. Like July, late June, something like that. And these people, probably 10 or 15 of them, are just sitting up for a rowing race, of all things, whipping batteries and coins at us.
Mm-hmm.
These people are crazy down there. Crazy.
And it's all because it just said crazy. Ann Arbor on it. Yeah.
Yeah, said Ann Arbor Rowing Club. Not the same colors, nothing. But still whipping things at us.
Yep, you were north of the border. Enemy territory. Yeah. Did you win?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You kidding? Maybe smoke those guys. Wasn't even close.
there you go. Like, good stuff,
like
Nolan.
Five boat lengths or something like that. It wasn't even close.
There you go.
Love that. John, so you've been to Columbus. You've been to Philly.
Oh, yeah.
If I gave you the task, you got to take your wife and some of your kids with you. You got to wear the gear of your school or your team. Where would you rather go?
I'd probably rather go to Philly. And it's a little bit different. Because I'm still an imposing figure, and so it takes quite an inebriated individual to get chesty, as the midday show likes to say. But I would probably go Philly versus Columbus with the fam.
Translation: they wouldn't want to mess with this.
No. No, so part of the issue is knowing myself as well. Like if somebody does something to me, I'll be like, okay, whatever. Like I'm going to move on. Somebody does something to one of the kids or my wife, now all of a sudden things could get ugly.
All right, get back to the people. They've seen ugly. Tony in New Jersey, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Just a little context. I'm a big Detroit Lions fan. I live literally 20 to 30 minutes outside of Lincoln Financial Field in New Jersey. Been a Lions fan for the last 25 years, tail end of Barry Sanders' run. I've been to many Eagles. I've been almost every Eagles-Lions game since probably 2012, except for the Thanksgiving game in Detroit. And I will say the worst experience I've had was the Snow Bowl in 2013. We weren't expecting snow. The snow came down. I'm telling you, the tailgate – I've never seen so many shots of fireball happen with these Eagles fans. Everyone just got really rowdy and out of control, and it became a really hostile environment. And for context, I, too, may have partaken in those shots. So I was engaging with the Eagles fans. So you can imagine how it went for me. I got snowballs thrown at me. I got some certain chants that I'm not allowed to say on the radio, but there were certain chants directed at me. It was a very hostile environment. However, next time I went in 2019, I didn't engage with it. I had an attractive girlfriend in the Lions gear with me. No one said a word to me. So as long as you don't engage with the fans and, you know, you expect some chants, expect people to go tongue-in-cheek, but as long as you don't engage, mind your business, stick with your people, you should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the lesson is don't engage or have a hot girlfriend.
Sounds like that helped.
That sounds like it helped. Yeah.
For him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good to know, because I don't think fans mind like getting razzed or chants.
Oh, it's all part of the environment.
Or booed. Like, but it doesn't ever need to get physical.
No.
Ever.
No.
You don't be throwing stuff at people either.
Yeah.
Don't throw stuff at me. I have a hot girlfriend. She might get hit in the crossfire.
Oh, no.
Hey, whatever makes a difference.
Whatever gets it done. Matt in Highland, you're on 97. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Hey, 1998, last NHL game of the regular season, Red Wings at Avs in McNichols Arena. The Wings are losing most of the game by 2 goals, and they come on in the third period, tied it up. We started getting loud. There are other Wings fans around us. About 2 minutes left in the game, the Avs scored, and we got doused with everything everybody had. Beer, popcorn, you name it, it landed on us. Behold.
I bet it was.
That was at the peak of
the rivalry. Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
You're right. I mean, that was in like the dead middle of that rivalry, too, coming off of the Wings winning the Cup the previous year, and then they went on to win the Cup that year as well.
Yeah, I think the Avs won in 96 and would go on to win in 2000. So you're right in the heat of it
right there. In the mix, yeah.
248-539-9797. You got your stories inside enemy lines, enemy territory, the worst of the worst. Some Lions fans might be in for it this week when they go to Philly. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credit supplied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com, code FIT, and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Get to Heather's news, more of your phone calls and your texts, 248-539-9797. Worst experience you've had as a fan in enemy territory. Lions fans headed to Philly this week. Let's get to Rob in New Brighton, or New Boston. Rob, you're on 97.1.
Thank you. My worst fan experience was down in Wrigley Field in 2009. It turned into the best experience, but the Wings were down 3-1. And we were getting mother effed and people throwing stuff at us. And they ended up coming back and winning. And it was a great moment. But, man, for the first two periods, it was I contemplated leaving the game because of how bad it was.
What were they doing?
They were mother effing us and coming up to us. Like, my girlfriend at the time, I think some guy put her hands on her. We had to get security involved. Whoa, hey. It was horrible.
Yeah, no, that's unacceptable. That's awful. But you said it turned out you guys won. So what was it like after the game?
Man, after it, so they were down 3-1, came back and won. I want to say it was, I don't remember the score, but I have made a picture out of it and know all the memories. But they, after the game, they didn't know what to do. They wouldn't even look at us. When in our Red Wings apparel and stuff like that.
Goes like around, comes around.
It was kind of like, 100%.
Rob, appreciate the phone call. All right, Steve in Pontiac, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. My worst experience, well, I went to Columbus many, many, many times, and I'm done with that. But the worst one I ever had was when I was with my 8-year-old son. And we go down there and we park the car and we're walking around and the music's blaring from all the balconies and everything and everybody's having a great time. And my son's going, this place is cool. I'd like to go to school here. This looks like fun. Mm. And then some guy comes up and starts yelling at me right in my face, screaming at me for no reason. I'm just walking with my son and he grabs his Michigan hat off his head, takes it, throws it down in like a pile of mud and dirt and leaves, whatever it was, and stomps on it and then runs off. And then my son goes, maybe not. I don't want to go here now.
Yeah. How big tough guy was he?
Yeah. It was pretty funny after it. But yeah. I'm done going down there because you can't even walk 10 feet without someone running up in your face and just screaming at you. That's the worst part.
Yeah. Getting harassed the whole time.
There's some unique individuals down there.
Yeah. Mitchell, you're next. You're at 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm calling from Longboat Key, Florida. Thank you. I follow Detroit sports through your radio. In 92, I moved to, I got recruited to Philadelphia. I'm a doctor, and I went to my chairman of the department, had season tickets, huge Phillies fan. And I think when the Lions played them in the playoffs, I showed up with my Lions sweatshirt on, and my boss immediately said, come here, come on. We walked into the place where they sold merchandise, and he bought me an Eagles sweatshirt to cover up my Lions jersey. And every time the Lions scored, though, I look around, and then I would lift the Eagles jersey and show my Lions sweatshirt for a second. And then I'm I'm in another game against the Redskins, and I don't know, John, you may have been on there in the early 90s, and I'm in the concession line, and the guy in front of me had a Redskins jersey on with his two little kids, and he got into an argument, and these three Philadelphia guys basically beat him up in front of his kids. It was appalling.
Oh my God.
But let me just say this. You know, I lived there for 18 years, and there's about 20,000 jerks. And the rest of the Eagles fans that I knew were very sophisticated. They weren't crazy. They love their sports. So it's just a few that ruin it for everybody else. So Philadelphia is a great town. My daughter's doing her fellowship at Children's Hospital there. She's not had any problems at all, but that was the worst thing I ever saw at a stadium.
So what was your reaction when your boss handed you the Philly sweatshirt and said, put this on?
I said, why? What's going on? He says, I'm telling you, fans, particularly in the 700 level, where they had a jail right there with Judge Seamus, they would arraign them there. Mm-hmm. He says you're gonna get hassled, and you just don't want to go through that. And I said, okay, because I never saw anything like that in Detroit.
Yeah,
I was born and raised and had season tickets at the Silverdome for years, and there was always somebody from elsewhere. And it's just too bad that Philly has that reputation.
Yeah, well, it's been earned.
Yeah, no kidding. Beating a guy up in front of his kids. Hey, we got time for one more, John. Dealer's choice. You got a choice. What do you want to do here?
Let's go with six. Josh.
All right. Brighton. Josh, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I think very similar to a lot of other callers. This is about Columbus. This is probably 2003. I'm walking through just the neighborhoods of Columbus. And I'm trying to find my friends by myself, not even wearing Michigan gear, get a beer can thrown at my head from an elevated porch. I dodge it, get out of the way. I'm safe. And then another incident, right 2 hours later, get ran down by a group of four or five Ohio State students, get a couple punches thrown at me, dodge it, get away. And then I wake up to finish it. I wake up the next morning and my car's hit in a parking spot. And I'm thinking just because I had Michigan plates.
Uh-huh.
But that was the worst.
Yeah, dodging beers. I mean,
dodging beers, getting in fights.
Just walking through a neighborhood.
Just walking through a neighborhood.
Yes. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's right.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Those are awful stories.
Yep.
Maybe I wouldn't go. I don't know. Changing my mind now.
Uh-huh.
I'd still like to experience it, I think. Okay, this news is brought to you by Gardner White, you guys. The Michigan State football program has been hit with major penalties by the NCAA after uncovering recruiting violations linked to the Mel Tucker era. The Spartans must vacate 14 wins from the 22 through 24 seasons. Those are wins which had like ineligible players participating in games. The program has also placed on 3 years probation and fined $30,000 plus 1.5% of the football program's budget.
So if you're keeping score at home, the game where Connor Stallions was cheating on behalf of Central Michigan, MSU had to vacate that win along with 13 others. For John, we could laugh at how ridiculous this is.
It's unbelievable.
For six players getting 10 grand in recruiting inducements.
And this is also a time where they're going to announce this penalty when it was, and I understand at the time it was illegal, $10,000 spread over three different recruits at a time when you have universities paying recruits $25,000 a month as high school seniors just so they keep their commitment.
And you know this turns into the rivalry stuff too, because it's like, well, Michigan had multiple level ones, and now we have recruiting restrictions and vacated wins, and all they had to do was write one check.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
YouTube TV is giving subscribers a $20 credit following its ongoing contract dispute with Disney. So last month, Disney-owned channels like ESPN, ABC were pulled from YouTube TV because the companies couldn't strike this new contractual agreement. Well, on November 9th, YouTube TV did share that it would be sending emails out to family managers of accounts with instructions on how to redeem their $20 credits. It's not like you're going to get, it's going to go towards a payment.
Right.
What's insufficient?
Just apply the discount. Don't make us jump through hoops.
Well, it's because not everyone's going to do it, John. And then they don't have to give everyone the $20 credit.
It's also only $20. It's certainly not enough for people.
No, but
it is $20. You shouldn't miss out on.
Sure, you should definitely take advantage of it, but it's kind of a slap in the face.
And it sounds like there is a big earnings call happening today, and hopefully something will be settled, because it sounds like experts or sources are saying that Disney is losing $30 million per week.
Right. By not being on YouTube TV.
Yeah. Yikes. Apple's latest product is turning heads for its simplistic design and high price tag. So Apple just unveiled something called the iPhone Pocket. And it's, like I said, a very simple design. It's basically like a knitted case for your iPhone with a strap that can either be worn like a crossbody bag, or it can be like tied to another bag. Have you seen a picture of this?
No, but it sounds like another version of a purse.
It is, except there's no room for anything else besides the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is like a bag, it's a bag for your phone.
It's a satchel, John.
It's a satchel, yes.
It could be a purse if you wear it, whatever you'd like to call it.
My wife has something similar. Like, you could put your phone and then, like, cards in it.
You could probably stick some credit cards in it. But the iPhone Pocket will be available in two sizes. And you guys, the short case is $150.
What?
And the long case, $230.
Okay.
Comes in a variety of colors. Lemon, mandarin.
Lemon.
Even though lemon isn't technically a color, but that's what they're calling it. Pink, purple, peacock.
Peacock.
Sapphire, cinnamon. It also sounds like a lineup on a dance stage. Coming down is peacock and cinnamon. Sapphire.
Not a dance stage. It's a stripper show.
I wanted to be polite, John. They're dancers. They're entertainers.
I can only get in more trouble from here, so I'll stop.
That's Heather with the news. Yeah. Good stuff. It's 97.1.
Hey, the holiday season's right around the corner, and you may already be feeling the stress. There's no better way to work through that stress than to get a workout in. Planet Fitness is right now offering $1 down, $15 a month, get you their basic membership. I recommend that gets you in the door. Go there, see what it's all about, and you're probably going to want to get into that Black Card membership because it's only a few dollars more, and you get to bring unlimited guest privileges, so you can take somebody with you all the time. Maybe it's somebody you just want to help hold yourself accountable. Maybe it's just somebody you like to work out with, or you don't want to work out alone. It also gives you access to every single location around the state, around the country. There's more than 50 in Metro Detroit, so you're never far away. They also have a couple of more coming. They're continuing to expand. There's one Waterford North. There's also one coming to Detroit's Harbor Town, so you could save during their presale as well. Not that you need a lot of reasons to find a way to go work out, but if you want to help manage that stress at the holidays, or maybe you just want to indulge a little bit more, you can find your nearest club and join today. You can do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
I'm sorry, I need to hear the Boris stuff one more time before we're out of here today.
Sure, why not? It gives you a good laugh.
It's hilarious. This is the high-powered super agent in Major League Baseball that represents Tiger ace Tarek Skubal speaking yesterday at the general manager meetings.
It's unbelievable. And it only gets better.
Here's him talking about Pete Alonso.
Do you think the reporters were laughing just because it was an uncomfortable, what do I do with this situation?
Yeah, like a polite laugh.
Yeah.
This is the...
Yeah, very similar to that.
This is the guy that Scott Harris has to negotiate with, so I wish him all the best.
It sounds like a lunatic.
Stoney.
Speaking of lunatics, what's up? Yeah, Mr. Boris.
Uh-huh.
What a character.
You know, it's easy for us to sit there and say, you know, if I was in that position, I'd want somebody else negotiating for me.
But well, I mean, ultimately, Scuba wants him to do the best job possible.
I know.
It's just
he's a clown to a certain extent.
To a large extent.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a very successful clown. He's Bozo.
Yes.
Bozo's a very,
famous.
Very
yes,
successful
yes.
famous
Maybe
clown.
The most successful clown.
A lucrative clown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was, when I heard it, first, when I, and we'll play it later in our show, I'm in for Gator, later in the show, but, it, and then I heard the Alonzo stuff. I was like, really?
What does this end up meaning? Like, of course, Scooble wins Cy Young again.
Yeah.
Stoney, what's your read? How's this go?
I think the Tigers are going to play it out.
Same.
Use the Jansen strategy, and if they're not in it, if for some crazy reason they don't think they can win a championship at the deadline or whatever, if the season goes bad,
I think
they trade them at the deadline. And then
they'll be in it.
They should. I mean, yeah. God forbid.
Most likely they'd
most
be
likely
in it,
in
and then they would risk losing him for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how much, Stoney, do you think the labor short or stoppage plays a part?
I think it makes a difference because you probably, who knows, but my guess is we will not have a full 2027.
Well, I don't think we, yeah.
Or at all.
Right. I'm concerned that there's not going to be one at all because they want some, the owners want some type of price control.
Correct.
And if they do get some price control, if the Tigers play it out, it might work in their favor that they would actually be able to match whatever it is that anybody else is willing to put up.
I know.
And Scooble said he wants to be here.
Yes, he does. But we'll find out how much he wants to be here.
What did you make of his comments about Game 5? Did you see those?
That pissed me off.
Yeah, I was
all,
as
all
well.
All I got to say is, if you are the greatest pitcher in the world, which you are, and you're worried about Jorge Polanco in Game 5 because he hit two homers off you in Game 1 or Game 2, whatever he pitched.
Yeah.
And not only that, that he hit a foul home run against you earlier in that game and he's batting second in the seventh inning, shame on you.
Yeah. I thought it was the Polanco flu that got him in the seventh inning.
I know.
I mean, I talked about when we were doing the show, the Larry Allen flu, and guys that would step out because they just didn't want to play against Larry Allen.
Yeah.
To me, that was the Jorge Polanco flu that struck Scooble in between the sixth and seventh inning.
It makes no sense to me. And, of course, A.J. is going to back him.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was A.J. decided he wanted him, didn't like the matchup either. What?
Yeah, but if you just said it. If you have the best pitcher.
It's game five. It's
right.
It's elimination.
If it's a regular season game.
Ride or die.
I get
with my guy.
Yep. And if he gives up the homer to Polanco, we can live with it. Yep.
Yes. Hey, you know.
Hard to live with taking him out of that game
and
losing.
I don't think anybody's going to sit there. Man, I can't believe he didn't put Finnegan in.
Who, by the way, gave up a single and a walk.
Yes.
Like if Scooble gives up the single and a walk and you get him out of the game, I could live with that.
Right.
I can't live with a guy who has the most punch-outs ever in a winner-take-all game.
Yes.
Taking him out.
Yep.
Let him fail.
Exactly.
Or let him win.
Well, that's probably what would have happened.
We will never know.
I know. It's a damn shame.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.